This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Border to Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Hooray! Get up. Hey! Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Happy Friday. The weekend is upon us. One more day of work, and then off you go to enjoy the warm weather this weekend. Got to imagine there'll be some fishing going on, right? Some grilling going on, I would imagine. Maybe some playing bags going on. Going some baseball games maybe going on. And I know plenty of you will be hanging around on Sunday afternoon waiting for the Bucks and Nets to play, as well as we get game 4 of that series on Sunday afternoon. I'm already hearing people complain about how jacked up the schedule is now that the Bucks won. Now people are anxious to see the Bucks play again, and I understand that. But yes, I totally agree. Schedule is completely screwed up. Coming up on today's show, Tim Allen, host of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, talking Brewers baseball. That has been the one thing I have seen on social media complaint-wise in the last week or so. Why don't you talk more about the Brewers? We need to talk more about the Brewers. Okay, no problem. So Tim Allen will join us in 1/2 hour. Next hour, Ken Barkley, you better you bet, BetQL and Odyssey.com. He'll join us, talk about the NBA playoffs and the craziness of the NBA playoffs. We'll get his thoughts on Bucks and Nets and his thoughts on Game 4 coming up on Sunday. And then in the third hour of the show, friend of the show, Larry Harris, Golden State Warriors Director of Player Personnel and former Milwaukee Bucks GM, will join us to give us his thoughts on this Bucks-Nets series and the rest of the playoffs as well. So that is kind of what the show looks like. It'll be myself and Leroy Butler. Gary Ellerson is off today, as his daughter is getting married. So congratulations to her and to him, obviously. It's not both. Two of his three kids are married. His third is still in high school. So not close yet for him to get married. But he'll be back on Monday. How much more confident are you in the Milwaukee Bucks after the Game 3 win last night? They win last night 86-83 over the Brooklyn Nets. How much more confident are you in the Bucks now after that win last night? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line. Let's talk. You, me, Leroy Butler, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. And when we talk about that game last night, the one guy who everybody was questioning whether or not he would show up, considering he hadn't shown up for the first two games of this series, did show up.
Middleton guarded by Brown. Middleton, pull-up jumper. It's good! Bucks go up by 2 with 2.5 to play. 29 for Chris Middleton.
Middleton played really, really well last night. And while some of you don't like Chris Middleton, you have to give him some credit. You just do. Now, was he, you know, shooting 60% from the field? No, he wasn't showing out like that necessarily, but he came up clutch when they needed somebody to come up clutch. He was that guy in crunch time down the stretch for the Milwaukee Bucks. Again, 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 3 turnovers in 44 minutes of action last night for Chris Middleton. Giannis, of course, another guy that we all talk about, and we're looking for him to be more aggressive. He was more aggressive in the first quarter. Both of them were, Giannis and Middleton. No Bucks scored in the first quarter other than those two. It wasn't until Drew Holiday had a basket early in the second that somebody else actually had scored at that point. The percentage of points scored by Giannis and Chris Middleton in a playoff game is the highest percentage in NBA history. They, together, combined for 68 of the 86 points that the Milwaukee Bucks scored. Craziness. Giannis, 31 shots last night, and Middleton, 25 shots. Now, Giannis, 33 points, 14 boards, couple of assists, 5 turnovers, and ended up 4 of 9 from the free throw line. And yet, even with all of that, people still criticizing Giannis this morning on Sports Talk Radio about his performance last night. Even after that, people still not happy with what they saw from Giannis last night. Drew Holiday obviously had the big shot at the end. They don't take a timeout. They run down. He scores the shot. Fine. But till that point, he wasn't much of a factor. I'm not going to say Bledsoe, but again, this is 3 games now, and we haven't seen much offense from Drew Holiday. And this is the reason why everybody wanted to get on Eric Bledsoe. Well, now Drew Holiday is doing the exact same thing. Again, defensively, yes, he definitely helps you. Offensively, nope. 4 of 14. 9 points. Huge basket at the end. Huge. Deserves a pat on the butt for that, right? Helped win the game for the Bucks at the end, finally. To that point, no show. 3 games, hadn't done much of anything. And Middleton deserves to be banged on, obviously, and rightfully so. But they just paid Drew Holiday a whole bunch of money, too. So if you're going to hold Chris Middleton's feet to the fire because of how much money he's making, maybe you should start doing the same for Drew Holiday, who also is going to be making a ton of money going forward. And he has not showed up offensively in this playoff series. And as we've talked about, you're going to need all 3. How much more confident are you in the Bucks after this Game 3 win? Dial up the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network, facebook.com/TheBigShowNetwork. Like us there. Let's go to Jay in Brookfield to start things off. You're first up here on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Jay?
What's up, Spark? What's up, Roy?
What's going on, man?
All right, right. So I was at the game last night. And I just think every time Giannis shot a 3 last night, I was kind of leaning over to the person. I didn't even know, like, dude, why is he taking this shot, you know? And every time he drove the ball in, they could do nothing with him. And I'm just thinking it's starting to become a free throw thing. Like, he doesn't want to have to shoot free throws, and he's going to settle for those jump shots so he doesn't have to shoot them. I think the Bucks should be okay. They still have yet to shoot good.
Jay, tell me, one second. Just tell me something. How is it in the first quarter you run pick and rolls
you're
attacking and you're doing all that? Second quarter comes and you completely abandon it. Just completely went away from it.
The passes were crisp. They were like moving and that's how Giannis got so many dunks the first quarter.
Yes,
because they were moving the ball. And it has to be coaching, man. It's got to.
Of course. Yes.
You can't let a team like that come back from 21 down. Like, you were supposed to punch them in the mouth yesterday, man. They weren't supposed to even be able to come back.
So, you were at the game, so you didn't get to see the TV broadcast. So, before the game, they're talking about Budenholzer, and Budenholzer telling them that he wanted them to be more random in this game. And they went on to explain what random meant. Random meant running less sets and letting them just kind of do what they want, pretty much, is how this was going to go. And then, as the game goes on, he kept referring back to, we just need to be random. We just need to be random. You weren't random. You were running isolation plays just like they were. I mean, the offenses looked identical, except you don't have the talent to do what they do.
Nope. And you have a guy in Giannis who's steady. I don't know. He needs to work on his handles if he's going to try to shake people. But he just needs to get the ball in the paint and work on his moves down there, because that's where all his turnovers came from. Trying to dribble the ball.
And stop bringing the ball up and initiating the offense.
Yes.
God!
Everything ran smoother when Drew brought it up or Chris brought it up.
Yep, no question. Jay, thanks for the call. I got a bunch of people on hold to get to. This is the other thing, too. If you didn't watch that broadcast, if they show a replay, record it and watch it. Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson were killing them throughout the game. Killing them. They weren't in the first quarter, but then as the offense went away and they abandoned what they did in the first quarter, and Mark Jackson made a great point. He's like, how is Drew Holiday going to get himself going offensively when he doesn't have the ball? Like, it's all screwed up because Giannis is bringing up the ball. Like, he can't get himself into a rhythm because he doesn't have the ball because you're having Giannis bring it up. So Jackson gave the out to Drew Holiday talking about that. Van Gundy, I'm telling you what. I'm not saying Van Gundy was trying to apply for the job last night in that broadcast, but man, Mark Lazary listens to that broadcast of what Jeff Van Gundy was saying. Like, literally, just write down everything Van Gundy said, read it out loud. I don't know how you don't read it out loud and go, yeah, it's probably better than Boonholzer at this point. I mean, literally, he was even going to the point of talking about the three-point shooting. He said, hey, all right, this is tough. This is tough when you have your best player who wants to take these shots. You don't want to micromanage necessarily, but your job as a head coach is to get them in the best positions to score, where they do what they do best. And shooting threes is not what that dude does best. It's not even close. And then he finally hits one late in the second half, and, you know, holds the hand out and that whole deal, like, oh, yeah, I do this regularly. Okay, good. Fine, you hit 1 of 8. Congratulations. You had no business taking 8 three-pointers. But again, the reason, part of the reason is because you bring the ball up, they all drop back to the rim damn near, and go ahead. Take 20 of them if you want, Giannis. And if you hit 3, we'll live with it. Go ahead. And again, you have like 30 coaches on the sidelines for the Bucks. Did you see all the coaches they have? They have 3 rows of coaches. 3 rows. And between all the dudes on that sideline, they can't figure out what it took Jeff Van Gundy like a quarter to figure out. Still can't figure it out. This has been going on all year. Still can't figure it out. Van Gundy figured it out immediately and was telling them pretty much, I mean, obviously they couldn't hear him on the broadcast, what they should be doing, which is what you all have been saying they should be doing the entire time. Ay-yi-yi. All right, Leroy Butler, we'll get his thoughts on this coming up next. 86-83, Bucks over the Nets. Still room for if you want to jump in. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Plus, we'll read some tweets too. Tweet us at Big Show Network.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Steve Nash and Mike Budenholzer there, Wired for Sound on TNT last night. You could
compare and contrast whatever you like there between those two coaches. Bucks come up with a win, though, 86-83 in Game 3. Game 4 coming up on Sunday. How much more confident are you in the Bucks after the Game 3 win? The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. All right, Leroy, so how much more confident are you in this Bucks basketball team after last night?
I want to go back to this Van Gundy stuff you...
That I was talking about?
Yeah.
Sure.
He's calling games for a reason. He can't coach better than Putin. That's just my opinion. None of the Van Gundy boys, I don't want nowhere near my organization. But, hey, I was excited. I was excited because shout out to everybody who went to the game and obviously at home. The crowd was electric. I mean, it was full capacity. It was a lot of fun, man. It really was. And, you know, I really didn't notice this, but my friend Roy Henning noticed it. He's like, dude, they're only in their 80s. I didn't really notice because I'm really homed in. And where we were sitting, we could hear everything Budin was saying, everything. We had great seats. And the interaction from the players, because I didn't know they were up. There was a couple things I didn't notice. I didn't know they were up 25 early. I just say the Bucks are coming out aggressive. Then we talked about our topic yesterday, what the big three you wanted. I obviously wanted Middleton. And it just seemed like to me, and talking to Roy, I say sooner or later, the Nets going to make some adjustments. I mean, they're not going to just sit back and get blown out. I mean, Kevin Durant, the truth.
You mean like the Bucks did in game two?
What do you mean?
When they got blown out? And well, they just kept piling it on throughout the game, and nothing ever seemed to level off.
Yeah,
the Nets leveled it off and got back to within three by the 6 minute mark of the second.
Yeah, but they got Kevin Durant. That's my point, man.
He didn't play well. He didn't shoot the ball that well last night.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just telling you. Durant.
You got to go to the game, Steve, to experience it. When you got three guys.
It was 11 of 28, man.
But I'm going to tell you, them 11 were deadly.
Well, he ain't going to have that bad of a shooting percentage again probably in the series.
Forget about the ones he missed, because everybody missed shots. The ones he hit were deadly. And then they went on a pick and roll with him and Brown, number one.
A what?
Deadly.
What did they do?
Who you asking for?
You just said him and Brown did something. What did they do?
Pick and roll. Listen.
Well, listen.
Because I know you don't like Budenholzer, but you have an open mind.
Listen, I was just wondering what kind of play it was.
They went to a pick and roll.
There's that word again.
Pick and roll with Brown.
Yeah.
He scored 8 straight points.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's flip to the Bucks. The Bucks did something that was brilliant. I know you ain't see it, but I'm going to make sure you did. They did pick and roll with Middleton and Giannis.
Right, which has been successful throughout the year.
So you know what the Nets did? They trapped both of them up top. Then you get turnovers. There's your adjustment. No team is just going to lay down and do this kind of stuff when you got Kevin Durant to bail you out. In the fourth quarter, this guy had some shots, and I know everybody was there. Everybody in our section said, there's no defense in that. This guy's 7 foot. And you're trying to put Tucker on the frustrated, which he did. I thought he should, you know. Well, I don't. Anyway. Steve, there's no defending a guy 7 foot that can shoot like that. He shoot right over the top of people. They trapped him. He had three people on me. A deadly shot. But my thing is this. I thought Budin coached his tail off. Because he said to his players, and I'm going to explain what he mean by random because maybe people don't know. Sometimes I can't rescue you. You know what to do. Just do it, and I believe
when
in you.
When has he ever rescued
players
them?
Players love that. Players love it.
When did he rescue
players.
Them?
Listen.
Where
sometimes,
was I?
Sometimes players look to the sideline, help me. Sometimes you got to help yourself. And it don't always work. But I believe in my guys. And I'm going to sit down with my arms folded. You know what to do. We go through this over and over. We've had tons of practices. We have tons of meetings. You know what you're supposed to do. They're not disagreeing on fourth down like Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. Hey, man, sometimes we disagree. Sometimes you have to take over. Don't look for me all the time. It's almost telling a kid go to college. When your parents leave, you're a little excited they're leaving, but you're also excited to get to the frat parties. So what he's saying, sometimes in these runs, you got to stop them. Then sometimes I'll get, okay, fine, I'll save you. Timeout. That's why he didn't call a timeout down the stretch. They look to the sideline. Should we call a timeout? No, go. Holiday, go. You know what to do. And it was deadly. I applaud that. I don't want to hear nobody on those.
How much more confident are you in the Bucks after the game 3?
Well, I don't want the question yet because I'm still laying it out.
Segment's done in like 5 minutes.
Well, we got all day. We got 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. So my thing is this. For the people that don't like Budden, that game was for you. Okay? It was for you. This man coached his tail off. And I know you can't see it. I get it. Hey, man. I know y'all blind. I know y'all. I get it. It's baked in.
You're the first positive person I've heard on Budenholzer all morning. So this is good. Something different.
Facts. All facts.
It's just something different. I like it.
Because it's nitpicky.
You were there. You heard Budenholzer coaching his tail off. I wasn't. So. Both
ways are a little skewed. I like him. You don't. So I'm going to give him the benefit you want.
But you heard him. I did.
That's.
Other than what TV showed me.
The players heard him too. But my thing is this, Steve. When he's saying the random thing, I love it because as a player, believe in me. Do you actually think KD going to look at Steve Nash and say, what to do? Steve, you know what to do. Look at me when you need me. I'll be here if you need me. Do everything we already talked about in meetings. And the Bucks said, if we get them under 100, we can beat them. That's the adjustment. Defense, defense, defense. Remember, what was the first score? 170,000 to 180? The Bucks ain't scored. No one. They got blown about 47 points. But from the Nets, now you have to admit this. From 140, what was the score the last game? How much the Nets? Find out what the Nets score. From that to 83. That's a big jump. You don't think that's, 100 and save 125 just for the sake of the argument. There's something positive about that. How can you shave off that many points?
125 to 86, the Bucks lost.
Oh, my goodness. So the Bucks scored the same, but the Nets did it.
And they had one of the top offenses in the NBA. Now look like the Brooklyn Nets defense is the best defense on the planet. Just saying.
Both teams missed, Trell,
on the north side of Milwaukee, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Leroy Butler and Sparky. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you gentlemen doing?
Good.
Come out that hallway,
Leroy.
Man.
I totally disagree with you.
Let me hear it, my brother. Let me hear it.
Not surprised.
Oh, so many levels.
Let me hear it.
Okay. Sparky, I'm going to give you my idea of what actually happened last night. But I just want to say I'm great. Happy that they won. I'm not going to make tripes about a playoff win. We had to get it. But yesterday was the first day that I said Budenholzer could get fired at halftime.
Oh, my God.
I mean, to me – if the Bucks don't win the finals, he's fired. He's out of here. But this is what I want to tell you that I think really happened yesterday, and this is outside just the game. I think the owners coached that game last night. That's what I believe happened. I believe the owners told Budenholzer they're going to play 40-plus minutes. We don't want to hear any of that. And I believe the owners told the players, listen, we're not shooting good. We're not shooting the three. And obviously, Budenholzer, if you can't hit the three, his offense just is terrible. So the owner said, we're going to lose with our best players. There's no other reason that you would see Chris and Giannis shooting majority of all the shots for the complete game. And this ISO ball that has developed over this series, and I know where it's coming from, which that tells a lot about the coaching too. Your guys are not making shots. You don't have a way of being confident in your coaching to get them open looks, to get things to help them, even in front of a home crowd. So it's just that, okay, Giannis, okay, Chris, see what you got. And Drew Holiday, I will give him an out because all year he's been bringing up the ball majority of the time.
Yep, and they changed
it. Sprinkled in there sometimes.
Right.
And Middleton sprinkled in. Now all of a sudden you're seeing Giannis bring the ball up at least 75% of the time. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's a coaching nightmare that you got this guy coming up bringing through a setup defense, which we've seen the same thing for the last 2 years. It's the only difference is the Nets don't have the defensive players that Toronto or Miami had. So now Giannis is getting more open looks, but that's not the shots you want him to have. They should have kept doing screening rolls, pick and rolls, getting Giannis that ball inside there, his percentages would be higher. So I don't knock Giannis for shooting it because if the coach is going to let me or tell me to have the ball in my hand 80, 75 to 80% coming down and he's giving me open shots, I'm going to take a number of them. By the time the end of the game, I'm going to take a number of them. I think this is all coaching, but I would say this. The Bucks still have a chance to win this series, but they have to continue to play physical for one, and hopefully the referees will allow it to still be a physical series. And for two, if you can make Kevin Garnett,
Kevin Durant, play him physical and make him shoot 11 for 28, you know, going down, you got a great chance to win. If Durant is inefficient, we've seen that's what Golden State did to him when they were up 3-1. The Thunder was up 3-1 against Golden State. They made he got his 30 or whatever, but they made him shoot 11 for 27, 12 for 31, stuff like that. If you can make him be inefficient, it's going to cause ripple effects throughout that team.
I have literally no faith they can make him shoot that bad again. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Terrell, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I have little faith. That P.J. Tucker thing, by the way, you know that big dude that came running out and, like, shoved essentially P.J. Tucker and like bodied him. Yeah, you know who that dude was, apparently, according to things people are talking about. Apparently that was Durant's bodyguard. That was not a security guard from the actual arena. That was Durant's bodyguard that came out and pushed P.J. Tucker out of the way of Kevin Durant.
There's a lot of guys dressed like that. Who are they?
Correct. I don't know. I didn't know those guys were allowed on the floor to begin with.
Yeah, I think because they got these little notes.
So if you have your own bodyguard, they're allowed to come onto the floor during a game? That should not be allowed.
I think I saw like four or five of those guys security-wise there. Maybe it's something the NBA is doing because of all the fan interaction and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Because we were sitting
that's
right
crazy.
Behind him, but they had a little card telling you to be nice. Mm-hmm. Paraphrase. You be nice, we'll throw you out.
Well, you be nice at New Mail, and they'll take care of you.
Be nice. Yeah, no question about it. Men's health, guys. It's one of the things we've been talking about for a long time. The summer's here. We got to make sure we get in great shape. We also got to make sure that our families are proud of us when we're talking about changing some things. I think for the most part, some guys really don't like going to the doctor. We have to admit that. I mean, whether you do it to your friends or do it at a bar, when the last time you saw a doctor? Been a while. No, and don't go by these checkpoints. And that's something Newman wanted me to talk about. Don't wait to these checkpoints till I'm 40 to do this, when I'm 50 to do that. That's just a general thing. We want to get ahead of those check marks, okay? We want to run right through the stop sign like Ed Cedar. Hey, he telling you to stop, we want to run right through it.
I miss Ed Cedar.
Me too. Because you're trying to get the home plate, and if something is wrong, it can be an issue, okay? Performance in the bedroom, ED, 98% success rate. Low T, find out that's the reason why you're cranky and that's the reason why you don't like Budenholzer. It could be low T is the reason why you don't like him. And the last thing, you can lose some weight. I saw a young man the other day, lost 32 pounds in 2 months. He looks different. And he just cut out a few things, but every plan is different. But you got to call this number first, 414-441-1771. 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. And guess what? They won last night, which means you win today.
Oh boy.
Stop by and participate in Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosting. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so you have to act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. We'll get back to the Bucks. Just spend a few minutes here because I've had numerous people on Twitter complaining. You're talking about Brewers. Okay, so here's
your
Brewers.
I like your fan voice.
Yeah, here's your Brewers guy. Tim Allen, host of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin post-game show on 1250 AM, The Fan in Milwaukee. Follow him on Twitter. He tweets occasionally, at Tim Allen Rants. This Brewers team is red freaking hot right now, Tim. Even without Lorenzo Cain, without Colton Wong, they are still getting the job done.
little bit more than that, even despite everything that's happening. And that's the key, guys. I mean, you got to look at the injuries and a little lack of production by some of these hitters, and you know, that's affecting this team as well. And you wonder how much better would they be given a healthy year. It's clearly not a healthy year. And I, you know, around baseball, we're seeing some of the numbers go up with injuries, but man, they're hanging in there. This is so far a really fun summer, and it's that central battle here: Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm not counting out that Cincinnati Reds team. If they get a couple of arms, that offense is deadly. And so here we are. When you think about it, just thinking about this while I was on hold, some of these guys, well, all these guys, are just getting through the first full season since 2019.
Great point.
60 games last year, just over 60 games this year. I mean, you're looking at, you know, not even quite a full season. So give them a little more time, but it's been fun so far.
You say, oh, 9 Kyle Cincinnati, they get a couple arms, they're going to be deadly. Well, what if happens if the Brewers get a first and a third baseman?
Okay.
Then
exactly.
What? I mean, I'm sorry. If they get, in my idea that everybody, you know, I may not be on board with, but my idea is you convince, now that Braun video came out the other day and he says he still has it in baseballs, I want Braun at first base, trade for Josh Donaldson, whoever you want at third base, and let's go. And this team is much better by simply adding those two bats to the lineup, and you only have to give up prospects in one deal.
And you wonder if Stearns is already ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
In terms of the trade season. You know, he made a trade at the Orlando Arcia, in April? He made the Adames trade. Wonder if he's doing preemptive strikes because he knows what he's got. Here's the key to look for right now. We know the pitching is outstanding. Woodruff, Burns, Peralta. A couple of things here. One is Adrian Hauser. A four guy, if he goes to a 3.5 ERA and pitches 3.5 ERA, look out, because that's your four guy. In years past, it'd be our number one at 3.5. But the pitching is going to let up a little bit, guys. We all know that. It's how much it comes down, hopefully not a lot, but it's going to come down a little bit. The timing of the offense starting to pick it back up at around that same time, it levels that whole thing off a little bit, and they'll continue to win and continue to stay in the Central.
Timmy Leroy Butler here, the team that always beats the Cowboys. Tim,
concussion settlement coming soon.
A few things here to unpack. You got to be happy for a guy like Jace Peterson. People may not even know this guy getting 3 RBIs. But, Tim, it seems like the energy has changed since the Willie Adames trade. I'm a big fan of his, obviously coming from Tampa, which has a great team. But the energy that he brings is sort of like what Arcia had in that locker room. But I think the good thing about it is, I don't know if people, because all this spin rate baseball stuff, Gerrit Cole stuff, it just kind of took away from the streak that the Brewers were on, because people saying the pitching is ahead of the hitting, and now the hitting is starting to catch up. How do you view that whole thing about the baseball and guys? You know, how do you view that?
I'm a little surprised that you're allowed to play around with game balls, and you can throw them in humidors. And as a league, you can change them on a year to year, allegedly, year to year basis. And now a member of the Mets comes out and says, well, they base the baseballs on some sort of free agency or arbitration eligible timing situation where they want to. Again, it's like football. I've said this before, and I think I said it to you guys. Those things are sacred. Those things are a piece of the game that should not be manipulated in any way. I find it hard to believe that you can throw these base game balls into a humidor. Wait, what else are they doing with these things? NFL footballs, really? Mason Crosby's going to walk around squeezing a football all week at practice, and he's going to be teeing it. That same football is going to be kicked through the goalpost on a Monday night game? That's crazy to me. That is. It tempts you. To, I won't say cheat, maybe a strong word, but it tempts you to try and affect those things.
Yeah, and I appreciate that answer. We want to go back to Freddy Peralta for a minute, because they had the rain delay, and then Steve brought up, and I agree with him, maybe let Peralta come back out, but they brought in Suit, and, you know, he gave up the one run, but he was able to get out of the side. What do you think about those kind of delays? Now, Ty was a – your son was a pitcher, right? Or did he play everything?
Yeah, first and pitcher, yeah.
Yeah, so when you have a delay like that, do you put your starter back in? Do you let him warm up? Do you give him a quick bullpen session? What do you do to try to get these so they don't injure themselves?
That's a long wait, Leroy. That was a 37-minute rain delay, mm-hmm. and the Brewers were coming up in the top of the fifth inning. So it yeah. even elongated that stop. That's a health thing. You mentioned my son. I remember he told his high school coach, that's little league ball on a mound visit, when he wanted to bring someone in to pitch from the outfield without warming up at all, without going through a regular warm-up.
In a high school game?
Really?
A high school game, yeah.
Oh, that is little league ball.
And so there is a
You shouldn't
factor.
Say that to your coach.
You shouldn't say it to your coach.
Yeah, you definitely no, shouldn't you say it to your coach. No, definitely do not do what he did. But
say it in your glove.
He's right, but it still shouldn't have been said, though.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, there was a health thing yesterday. And, again, I know you guys got to get back to Bucks, but I just want to say this. Both these games yesterday, the Brewer game, it was almost like an emotional roller coaster a little bit. They're getting shut down. 15 consecutive batters shut down. And, boy, you're going to lose 2 out of 3. Same thing with the Bucks. You're up big and you're flying high. Then, oh, boy, they came all the way back. And then Durant misses the shot. Just a big-time day of emotions yesterday. It was cool.
No question. Tim, thanks so much for coming out. Looking forward to hearing you tonight. After the Brewers and Pirates, the schedule is just so favorable for the Brewers right now.
I know, right?
As long as they continue to win the series, by the time we get to the All-Star break, they might have the best record in the NL. We'll
Thanks
see.
A lot, Tim.
Tim, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend, boys.
You too. There guy. He is. Tim Allen, host of the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Post Game Show on 1250 AM. The Fan. Follow him on Twitter at Tim Allen Rants. Joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. All right, continue talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. Mike the Painter in Milwaukee, you're next. How much more confident
Mike,
are
up?
You in the Bucks after the Game 3 win, Mike?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Mike, you'll be proud of me. I tried to paint the ceiling of my daughter's room. I got 3 rolls in and I almost called you because I give up. I'm done. I'm done. I'm retired.
You should have only went and bought the paint and then called me.
I'm done. I'll let you handle that. What you got, my brother?
So the only thing good about Bud's coaching job last night was that he let the guys stay in the starters for more than 40 minutes. That was the only good thing that he coached. The only thing, the way we won yesterday was because Durant was broke in the first quarter. If he would have hit his shots in the first quarter, we wouldn't have been as close as we were because Giannis kept on bailing out Nets defense by taking threes. If they would have kept on going down low like they were in the first quarter, we would have had a lot more points and it would have been a lot, you know, bigger margin of victory for us.
Mm-hmm. So much more confident are you in this team going into game 4?
I'm not.
Not at all.
Because Durant's not going to be broke like that through the rest of the series. He's just too good of a scorer.
Right.
I agree. And neither is Kyrie. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. And neither is Kyrie. He was like 9 for 22, Steve. I've never seen Kyrie miss. Both teams were missing, though. But, yeah, they're not going to miss like that. But so you got to make some adjustments.
Mike on the south side of Milwaukee.
It's not another Mike.
You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Leroy Butler and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. How much more confident are you in the Bucks after a Game 3 win?
Well, I haven't written my eulogy yet. Anything can happen. You know, I'm into predictions. I can't predict this one. But I want to give props to Mike the Painter because he calls Bart Winkler a lot, and I do too. And he's out there representing the painters because I painted 35 years.
Nice.
And it's a tough job. Now, real quick, because I know you got a lot of calls. I would pay per view to get the Toronto coach. What was the coach?
Nick Nurse.
Nurse, yeah.
And Spoelstra.
Yeah.
and Coach K, just for a different perspective, get them at a round table and watch that game. I would be intrigued at what they said.
Oh, I'm totally in. I'd pay for that. Yes, I would. Yes, I would.
Well, I know all they would do is talk about why Lopez over there.
I would pay for that for every game of this series. Like, if those three were analyzing a game on a different channel, I would pay to watch that. Yes, I would.
I would, too. And real quick, because I know you got a lot of calls. 2 months ago, I said, I love Giannis, but he can be immature. I mean, you're letting Drake the Fake get you a shot clock, and I think he's kind of uncoachable. Bo Ryan, if you came down and shot that three twice and missed both, you'd be coming out of the game. Yeah, but they can't take him out of the game.
Well, Mike, I don't know. Thanks for the call. I don't know about that. We'll get more into that here going forward here. But how much more confident are you in the Bucks after a Game 3 win? Here you go. Let's go. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it seems like everybody wants to vent after they won a playoff game.
I know, and it's getting
That's what it feels like. People need to vent, and they're frustrated by how the whole game played out.
The Bucks won. Just be honest.
Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-864. Got to read some tweets as well. That's all coming up next. Don't change your dial.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Big Show served up hot and fresh. How are you doing? We've all been wronged by a bad breakfast. That's why Wendy's is bringing you oven-cooked bacon and freshly cracked eggs on breakfast sandwiches like the Breakfast Baconator. They've even got tasty honey butter and fried chicken on the honey butter chicken biscuit. Get a better breakfast today only at participating Wendy's. Let's go to John and Franklin. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, John?
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, John.
Real quick, the game last night, I think the only way you have to stay physical with the Nets, and it's going to, if we plan on winning, I think every game is going to come down to the last play, and you have to accept that, but you cannot let off the gas, and it's going to take a lot for the defense. They got to keep playing, but if they try to outscore, so to speak, the Nets, they don't stand a chance.
Yeah, their offense doesn't look like it's good enough.
I agree.
I mean, they can't even get to 100 the last two games. I mean, that, and again, this is against the Nets team, whose team all year has been criticized for playing no defense, again proving the regular season means absolutely nothing. They knew it, they didn't care about it, and they were just waiting to get to the postseason. They talked about it, was it the last game or game one on TV, thanks for the call, about Blake Griffin. They had a plan. And they were waiting, essentially, for the postseason to let him be unleashed, essentially, as far as how they wanted to use him. And now you're seeing why they got Blake Griffin. All right, we'll continue to talk about this. How much more confident are you in the Bucks after a Game 3 win? We'll continue to talk about it coming up next, 855-830-8648.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.